This is the rundown with Rubio for Monday, April 1st, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. The big story over the weekend was that Joey B in the White House declared that March 31st is Trans Visibility Day. So many questions on this one. Number one, why do they need their own day? Number two, why do they, they're the most visible people on the planet. They have, the LGBTQ, they get an entire month of June. Okay, plus there's, I think, a list of 40 other days that they get. So why do they need a whole nother day? And the fact that this one fell on Easter, and I understand it's March 31st, has been going on since 2009, but Joey B's the only one that proclaims it and declares it, blah, blah, blah. And if you're so proud about it, how come it wasn't put on the Spanish language White House site? Because they know that the Mexicans do not like all this stuff, and they're pandering to their audience. So the White House website for the Spanish speakers doesn't mention it one time. Weird, just really weird. There are winners and losers in life. If you are a Michigan resident now, you can declare that you would like a quote-unquote newcomer to come into your house. That's just the new term they're using for illegal aliens. You get $500 a month for illegal aliens, and you get them. They're newcomers. You can house them in your own house. Like we said, this was going to start happening because these are sanctuary states and cities and all that good stuff. So what happens if you want them to leave? Are they allowed to have squatter's rights? What's the deal? I mean, are you allowed to say, no, we're good, just 1 month. We just want you for April, May, you're out of here. Or can they just start saying, and do you get 500 per resident? What's going on? Accept and embrace. Starting today, California will have the highest minimum wage for fast food workers at $20 an hour. That's great if you're a fast food employee for the time being, because they're eventually just going to replace you with just a machine, because they're not going to pay $20 an hour because the companies are going to want to make money. And also not great if you're a fast food connoisseur, because guess what? Your $6 Big Mac meal is going to be $10 because they have to make their money. This is a capitalist society. They need to make their money. So yeah, you're going to make $20 an hour. Your combo meal is going to be $15 an hour now. It's simple math. I mean, anyone that can't figure this out has a problem. Working hard is not enough. New York Police Department officer Jonathan Diller was recently killed in action. He was going up on this guy who was stopped at a bus stop, and he goes up to just say, hey, man, you can't park here, and boom, the guy shoots him. This criminal had 22 previous arrests and also had a shiv up his butt. So this guy was just planning to do something stupid and get thrown in jail, because why are you rolling around with a shiv up your butthole? That's number one. And the thing is, this is a bad look for Joey B in the White House, because the funeral services, Kathy Hochul was booed out of it. That's the governor. And Joey B, Obama, and Clinton all had a fundraiser where they raised $250,000 or something like that, something ridiculous, or maybe a million. And while they were doing that, El Trumpo was at the family's house. So not a good look. But New York, like I always say, you voted for it. This is what's going to keep happening, man. I feel so bad for he left behind a one-year-old. Confidence is the key. This is a wild story. Conjoined twin Abby Hensel of TLC's Abby and Brittany is now married to an Army veteran named Josh Bowling in Minnesota. So they have two heads. They're conjoined twins, so they're connected, I guess, like at the chest region. So they have two heads, one butt, and this dude is married. He married him. So he married both of them. I don't know how you just marry one, because the other one's obviously tagging along. Save some money on gifts, I guess, but plane seats, I don't know. But more power to you, bud, if this is what you want to do. And congratulations to Abby and Josh, I guess. If you have any questions, you can email Rubio at therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You could be creative. So, I like One-Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Creating cool since 1985.